Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, God. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God is doing something different in my life, and I just want to thank him.
I just thank you for just blessing me and working things out in my life. And I know you all don't know me, but you all been a blessing to me. Sometimes I get on the line and I just listen to the teaching and I praise God with you all. And I just thank God for touching my body and touching my life. And God is doing something new in me. And I just thank him. I feel closer to the Lord and I'm getting a closer walk with him. And I'm just going to just separate myself and spend more time alone with God. And I just want to thank God for you all just being here for me. You and my family, even though you don't know me personally. And I thank Dr. Piper for inviting me on this prayer line 2 months ago. And since I've been on it, I truly been blessed.
Let me tell you something right now. The Holy Ghost is on you.
Amen.
Just lift your hands right now and begin to unashamedly praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
Open your mouth.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you.
Can lift those hands. Oh, Lord, I surrender all.
Yes,
Lord.
I surrender
all. I surrender all.
Yes.
Feel me. Tell him, ask him to feel you.
You're all to thee, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. No, ask him to feel you now. Ask him to feel you.
Yes.
I should be hearing you.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Come here, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Now, listen. Those hands and ask him to feel you. You're saying, feel me, Lord. Feel me, Lord.
Feel me, oh God. Feel me again, God. Oh, God, have your way in my life, God. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way in my life, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your feeling, oh God. Thank you. Glory. Oh, God. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Ask him. We feel you.
Feel me.
Is there anybody else who wants to have a word of praise? Anyone else? The line is open to you. If the Holy Ghost leads you to say. Come on, the line is open to you. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else?
Thank you.
The Holy Ghost pushing you to say something. Man, why don't you obey him and just surrender all to him?
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else feel led to give a word? Feel led to give a word. Come on. One? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Sister Gina. And I thank God for his teaching on the Holy Ghost. It's just getting better and better and better. I thank God that Mother Johnson began to teach and tell the children that you are overcome by your testimonies, that when the Lord does something for you, you got to tell it. That way you let the devil know that you got that holy boldness and you want to come forth and tell what the Lord is like. The more you you get. And I thank God last night there were some folks on that line that said that they really, really, really want the Holy Ghost. And I could tell the adults the same thing. If you really, really, really want the Holy Ghost, start testifying. Let God let people know I'm seeking the Holy Ghost and I'm not ashamed. Have that holy boldness about it. God will come in. He will save you. He will sanctify you. He will fill you with the Holy Ghost. But most of all, you got to want it. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Sister Gina. Word from the Lord. Thank you so much. All right. Amen. I'm going to give you another opportunity. Is leading you and pushing you to say something. Jump in there. Some of y'all want to refill him. Amen. Learn to obey the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. Jump in there and say what he's saying and say what he's telling you to say. The line is open to you. Anybody else feel led to say something? The line is open to you. Anyone else? Just jump right in there. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm. Open your mouth and let him speak to you. Anybody else got a word?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He's on his way. The Lord is going to rain on this land. God's going to rain on his people. The Holy Ghost is on his way. We still got some little things we got to move out the way. We, as people of God that has been filled, we got some things we got to get rid of. Some thoughts.
Yeah, Lord,
some
thoughts.
No need of saying that we trying to sugarcoat it. We going to come. I can't do nothing but do what the Lord said do. We as saints of God that's been filled with the Holy Ghost, we got some checking up to do. We got to go back and check ourselves and get ourselves completely out the way that the Lord, the Holy Ghost might have a free course to come through to save and to sanctify, to fill and baptize those that have never received the Holy Ghost. So many people in the world, so many people that have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they can't teach nothing they don't know nothing about. That's why it hasn't been men teaching it, because they have never received it. And it's impossible to teach the Holy Ghost when you never received it. But I tell you, we as people that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't think your adversary has been working on you 24 hours a day. And we got to be so watchful and so careful that we be careful with ourselves, that we can keep our light shining, and where we won't put our lights on the bushel. We got to keep it all out where it will shine and help everybody that we meet. But when we have that spirit, my God, and we can kill this one and that one and keep on going and think we haven't done nothing. We got to go back and check our lives and ask God to wash us in the blood the more. Clean us up, Lord, where we be fit for your service. My God, we're living in an evil day now. And the Spirit all is working on old Lady Johnson. That we're looking at my own self. I look in my life and I ask God, Lord, whatever's in there, I want you to take that's not like you, take it out. Clean me up. Give me a mind of Christ. Regardless of what they say about me, don't let me feel bad. I don't care what they do. Don't let me feel bad, but let me be glad. Let me keep on praising you and keep on living for you. Let my light so shine that men may see my good works and see and glorify the Father which is in heaven. When they can see a light shining in us, that'll bring them to Christ. That'll bring them to the church. That'll make them want to live right. And I'll tell you, we got something to do ourselves. No need of trying to fit ourselves, because we got some work to do on ourselves. And when we do that and get up, my God, we've received it too. But I'll tell you, we better go back and look at ourselves and get ourselves out the way. And Lord Jesus, let the Spirit of the Lord come through and feel, oh God, our people. God bless you. I'm going to leave it alone, but I'm glad to tell you that. Don't get to looking at just the children need salvation and need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We ourselves got to get ourselves out the way. And ask God to fill us, refill us. Refill us again. That we have keep that love in our hearts for everybody. I don't care where they're coming from. Love everybody. And we want to see Jesus. We got to love them and got to give them, oh God, what we have. Let them see our light shining. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. What a word. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Yes, God bless.
Thank you, Gina. Two wonderful words. Sister Gina, thank you so much. What a word.
Yes,
Mother Johnson.
Yes, yes.
God bless you. Is there anybody else who feels led to say something this morning? If so, you can. The Holy Ghost is leading you. I'm opening the line. Just wait. And whatever God's saying. The line is open to you.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and Sister Gina. What a blessing. Amen. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. Just want to encourage those that are seeking the anointing of the Holy Ghost that if there's something that you feel that you need to fix before you receive the Holy Ghost, give it over to God. We have gone as far with our own self as we can go. There was nothing in our life that we could fix. The Lord said, come as you are, and we want to come giving ourselves to the Lord. We want to give over to the Lord all the little secret things in the heart and in the mind. The Lord gave me to share this with the children on last night. Sometimes you have little things in your mind, in the back of your mind. I have to wait and do this, and then I will get saved, and then I will try and receive the Holy Ghost. But if you give it over to God, God said he will make the crooked ways straight and the rough ways plain. So give it to him. Don't try and figure it out. Let him work it out. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And all those little secret thoughts, secret ideas, all those little secret plans that you might have, thinking you can fix it better than God, I'm a living witness, you cannot. I tried helping God out in my life once, and I made the worst mess, biggest mess. I was just tore up from the floor up, and it was a mess. I was my own self worst enemy. So allow the Holy Ghost to erase and eradicate all the little secret thoughts, all the little secret ideas, plans that you might have, and the Holy Ghost will come in and rest in you, and he will dwell within you, and you will find yourself so happy that you will want to tell the world all at one time. So I just want to share that with you. Anything in your life that you think that you need to fix, let God fix it, and it will be fixed forever. We have to redo things over and over, but give it to him. Amen. Seek him. Seek him. He's knocking. He's knocking at your heart, trying to come in, want to come in to bless your soul. Amen. The Lord will lift every burden. He'll destroy every yoke. In Jesus' name, I thank God for you, everyone that's on the prayer line this morning. Even if we have first-time callers on here, you are welcome to join in and seek this anointing that has been applied on this line and all the teachings. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord.
Prayer and praise line. Amen. What are we doing on here? We just simply started this morning just praising the Lord and seeking a refilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Those who never received it, they are seeking the Holy Ghost. Going on? Well, is he able to fill people at 6 a.m.? Yes, he is. At 3 or 2 or 1 or 12 minutes. So, I mean, don't let it, think it not strange. Amen. We're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Think it not strange when fire trials come upon you. Don't think it strange when we begin to praise the Lord and when we commence the line with him. Think it not strange. Join us and praise him for yourself. God has a blessing for you. Just wait for you. For those who have heard instructions how to receive the Holy Ghost, how to seek him, how to make it down. On your job, seek him on this line this morning. Seek him in your home. Oh, just seek the Lord while he may be found. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My people have received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. In their car at noon, at work, people have received those while they're at home. Ironing their clothes, the Holy Ghost will fall. People have received the Holy Ghost while they're taking a bath or a shower. Some people have received the Holy Ghost while they were doing all kinds of work outside. Some people were running and jogging, thinking about the Holy Ghost. And while they jog, it looked like every step they take would be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Ghost failed while they were jogging. They couldn't hardly make it back home for praising the Lord so much. And some people have gotten the Holy Ghost at church, and he failed so greatly until they couldn't hardly get in the car. They were so drunk with the Holy Ghost. Their sister was there begin to listen to and praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost fell on her. Some people have been riding along in the car, just couldn't hardly control themselves. They got them home, got them in the house, and they went to bed speaking in tongues all night long, woke up speaking in tongues. Never experienced nothing like that in their lives. In the morning time, they were still full of the Holy Ghost. Listen, He will fill you. He will fill you. You take out all that other stuff, take out yourself, get all that out of the way. Get to the point where you want the Holy Ghost more than anything in the whole wide world. Yeah. You're not ashamed to praise Him. To Johnson asked you, give a testimony about the Holy Ghost. And you jump in there, and all you can say is, I want the Holy Ghost. Or whatever God leads you to say. You're not ashamed to say a word about Him. Yeah, you're not ashamed to lead the way. No. See, the Holy Ghost, you just surrender to Him. Surrender to Him. My darling, surrender to the Lord. Surrender. My heart says yes. My mind says yes. Oh, my God. They used to sing a song, my mind, my mind. My mind is gone. In other words, that self. That self is gone. You don't care about self no more. My mind is gone. In other words, all you're caring about is the Lord taking over your mind. God living through you. Man, when you get there, my God, the Holy Ghost will come in like a rushing mighty wind. Yeah, yeah. He wants to take up all that space. That's His temple in the first place. The temple. Body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Get that stuff out of your mind. Surrender your mind to the Lord. Yeah. Yeah, surrender to Him. And He will fill you. Amen. Let me say this to our people who have received the Holy Ghost. You ought to allow the Lord to bring you back, to refill you, and allow your heavenly language to speak. See, that's one of the keys right there to explaining the tongues. See, where you from? You say, I'm from the city here, but you live in America, don't you? Yeah, you speak
instruct us in all things that are truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let this be a blessed weekend for us, O God, in our own churches, wherever we are, O God. Let us take this light and let it shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And, O God, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, and we seek Your face like never before. In the name of Jesus, let the people, oh God, let them, those that are filled, let them get a refresh and over and over again. And those that are not filled, oh God, continue to touch them with the fang of Your love. Oh God, we just thank You, oh God, that You left such a divine anointing back here as much as the Holy Ghost. We thank You, Lord, and we praise You. We pray that souls be drawn to First Fruit Prayer Line in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that You'll put it on the people's heart to give and to Johnson.
Thank You, Jesus.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let nothing be slack, let nothing be lack. Oh God, we pray and we thank You and we always say, Lord, forgive us over and over again. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, clean us up, Lord. Clean us like You scale a fish. Clean us like You gut a fish, oh God. Get all of that mess out of us, oh God, that we may be used ready for whatever You have for us to do. God, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, and we thank You.
Thank You, Jesus.
Again, this is our prayer as we go forth that You send us and You say, go forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, church. Thank God for the prayer line.
Amen.
Father, church. no matter whether we call First Fruit Prayer Line, we are the church. In mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and we thank you again in Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I just feel like somebody else was supposed to have a word, and you don't want the devil trying to hold you back. Come on. You were supposed to have a word, and you have been sitting there on the word the Lord gave to you. The line is open to you. You want to get it before we go into the weekend. Amen. Who is it? You're supposed to have a word. My God. I'm opening the line up to you.
Can you hear me, Dr. Bernard?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
This is 816. Good morning, everybody. It just said line unmuted. I just want to thank God. I want to not get off this line when I give him my praise report. I thank God for this whole week. This is Charlotte Gray. I'm down here praying over my dryer. It stopped working yesterday, and I could just hear you always talking. You always want to say something. I just wanted to say, and I couldn't say nothing because it was muted. I just wanted to say thank you for the Holy Ghost. I'm just thanking you for the refill. I'm opening up my mouth. I want the Holy Ghost to refill the Gray family. All of us, God. I wanted to refill my church, love, fellowship. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you for unmuting me. Sister Gina, thank you for teaching me how to just stay on the line and wait and stop, keep trying to call back. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Brother John. Can we hear you?
I just thank you, praise God, for another day. You know, I just thank God so much for what he's done for me. I just have to dedicate everything that he has done, what he called me from. I just have to dedicate it back to him because I don't own anything. And I just thank you, God, for running the prayer line, the wonderful Mother Johnson. She's just been preaching the heart out. Holy Ghost, I tell you, it just been a wonderful blessing. And I'm asking you all to pray for my Pastor Gina. She's very sick.
Go ahead. Who else says that?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer William from Long Island, New York. I just thank God for another day and just continue allowing me to be about his business. And I thank God for real divine connection with wonderful people that's hungry, that love the Lord. I thank God for all of you. Have a beautiful weekend. God bless.
Thank you so much. Anybody else?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I truly give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. I truly thank the Lord for allowing me to get the refill of the Holy Ghost. I'm just asking God to replenish me, replenish my soul, my body, my mind. I'm asking God that if anything in me that it shouldn't be, I want you to take it out. Because, God, I know you're not going to allow myself to be refilled unless it's taken out. So I'm just asking God to just take it out of me. Just take everything that is not that's not as of him so I can be refilled of the Holy Ghost. I'm saying to each and every one of you guys, God bless you all. Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, Lady Batty, Dr. Pfeiffer, Stern, everyone, everyone that's on this prayer line, I just thank you, God, for just guiding us and directing us through God that's giving you the strength to do it. I'm just asking God for all of his grace and his mercy. I just thank God on this day because getting the refill over the Holy Ghost is a great thing. And right now I'm just praising God. And I truly want to say, and I didn't want to say it, and no, I'm not going to take too much time. You know, my mom went back into the hospital because she had fluid built up on her. I didn't want to say anything because God is still blessing her. She's in the hospital praising the Lord. The devil didn't get, he didn't get nothing because mama is still praising God in the hospital. So I tell that devil, you still didn't get no praise on this one here. But my mother still loved the Lord. Even in the midst of her back in the hospital, she's still giving God the praise. So I just thank you for the refill because it's just replenishing me. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend.
Amen. Thank you for the refill, Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you. Anybody else?
God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. I have truly, truly enjoyed this, Dr. Pfeiffer. Just truly enjoyed everything that has been said, and I just don't want to forget that we are on here to praise the Lord and to bless first fruits, and we don't want to forget our gifts. Today is Friday morning, and we don't want to forget our gifts or our donations or our pledges of whatever you want to call it. If you feel that you have something that's weighting you down and you want to get rid of it and it's in your pockets and you know you have an overload or an overflow, just send it to First Fruits, praise God. You can always go to Walmart, and we know that they do have the MoneyGrams there. We can go to Walmart and send the MoneyGrams, or you can go, as it has been said, to www.walmart.com and go to MoneyGram, and we can make up a pledge or donation or just a gift. So we want to remember that today. And all of our instructions on how to give, just send it to Dr. Bernard Johnson, Overland Park, Kansas. And you can call him with the reference number, 913-406-4845. 913-406-4845. And we just want to be a blessing today. We don't want to let that opportunity pass us. Because the Bible said for us to give freely, and it will be given back to us. And then when it's given back to us, it's pressed down, shaken together, and is running over. And this is part of our overflow right now, is to give. So we want to be reminded of that. Thank God for the Holy Ghost bringing that back to our memory in Jesus' name. Don't forget to be a blessing. If you need further instructions on anything, you can always call that number, 913-406-4845, and you will be directed. And when once you make your pledge or your donation at Walmart, and you can also go to the drug stores. They also are doing the same thing over the phone. So God bless you, and just have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend,
Dr. Pfeiffer,
and be blessed of the Lord. Bless
and
you.
I want,
can you give the reference number again, Dr. Pfeiffer?
The reference number will be on your ticket once you make the money pledge. Send the money at Walmart. There is a reference number. They do indicate it on there. They will highlight it. But the number to call will be Dr. Johnson, and his number is 913-406-4845, and you call him with that reference number after you have made that gift.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Bless you.
I still feel the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in every part of ministry. Giving is ministry, too. The Holy Ghost is in every part of ministry, leading you and guiding you. I'm going to give you these instructions again. When you get off this line, don't let it fade. Keep thanking the Lord today and asking the Lord to refill you or fill you if you've never had the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Notice how God is beginning to really move on this line. There's not just one person. I heard Sister Gina say that somebody's going to get the Holy Ghost. Not just somebody. Somebody's. There are many people. We're going to be refilled. Many people who are going to get the feeling. Never had it. Amen. We're just trying to follow the move of the Lord. I was minding my own business. And my mother, Mother Andy Johnson, kept on talking to her son about the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost opened my heart and helped her, my ears, and helped me to remember and to take it in. Amen. So I'm not the one who initiated this teaching. I'm just following the Holy Ghost that spoke through my mother, Mother Edley Johnson. Amen. And we've sought to do. Now, I grabbed it. That's true. I did grab it. And I have run with it.
Amen.
I run with it, yeah. But the Holy Ghost spoke to her and had her to get on her son. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing we are receiving through the teaching of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. I want to just tell you all, when you get out the line, just keep praising the Lord. Keep thanking him. Yeah. Folks down in Arkansas got it, thanking him 1,000 times a day. Folks all over the country got him, thanking him 1,000 times a day. But now thank him for a reason. Thank him because he's filling you. Thank him because he's refilling you with the presence of the Holy Ghost, with the vein of thinking about self all the time, you know, about protocol and all these other things. Those are things of man. Those are not things of God. And you're thinking about what promotion you're going to get, all that kind of stuff. You're thinking about what you got to give, all your reports, all those are man's.